This recording, Jiangsu 7, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Karma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Karma Gets a Cure. Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duck Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a flea jacket, picked up her kit and headed for work. When she got there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising, because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, the itchy goose began to start around the office like a lunatic, just which made an unsanitary mess. The goose owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Calmer, calmer," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Calmer was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her. But Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tie, so Sarah was able to hold on to Calmer and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bath the goose, she wrapped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an efficient treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah wondered this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. "I can't imagine paying so much," but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. I come from Jiangyin. It is a small city north to the Suzhou city. In my family, I have my mother, my father, and I. I grew up in this family happily and healthily. I love my school days. It's very enjoyable. I learned very well. When I was growing up, I think I was very happy. I played sports like basketball, soccer, ping pong, and swimming. I love music too. I play violin. I have visited a lot of places in China, most in south east part. I love China very much. You know, the economy develops very, very fast, and you know, the culture is very wonderful. People live in China very happily.
孔子《论语》学而第一。一，子曰：学而时习之，不亦说乎？12，有朋自远方来，不亦说乎？13，人不知而不愠，不亦君子乎？为政第二。子曰：诗300，一言以蔽之，曰：斯无也。27，子游问孝，子曰：今之孝者，是未能养。至于犬马，皆能有养，不敬，何以别乎？20，子曰： 视其所以，观其所由，察其所安，人焉朽哉，人焉朽哉。